The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is a Thursday here, and the weather is not looking too good today. We're experiencing a little bit of rainfall here with cloudy skies. We're hoping that sometime this morning the weather will clear up and bring back our beautiful sunshine that we're so accustomed to down here in South Florida. If you haven't been to Save-A-Lot, the store is located in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, which is just a half a mile south of Sample Road on State Road 7, also known as 441. And I do want to make mention of the fact that we have started our mail order service. And the local number, if you live inside of Broward County, the number to call is 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. If you live outside of the Broward County area, we have a toll-free number that you can call to get service for your mail order, and that number is 1-833-SAVE-A-LOT. Again, 1-833-728-2568. So again, all mail orders that are over $100, there is no shipping charge. Anything under $100, there is a small shipping charge, generally somewhere between $3 and $5. So again, mail order is available at everyday low prices, and you need not be in the store to get your mail order. You just have it shipped direct to you. If you prefer to call in an order and pick it up in the store, you can use those same numbers to call in, and we will have your order ready for you to pick up. Those people using mail order service for the first time will receive a $10 gift certificate, good either on a future purchase or stop into the store, and you can use it right in the store. I'm sitting here with Janet Cimarelli in her palatial office, and she is available today from 11 to 2. And the first three people that come in to see Janet today will receive this great book by Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith that says right on the cover, First Milk Diet, which is your anti-aging secret. So again, the first three people to come in to see Janet will get this book from Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, called First Milk Diet, Your Anti-Aging Supplement. And the book really deals with the benefits of using colostrum. It's a great book, and it's one that I'm sure you'll enjoy reading. It has a retail price of $16. Now I'm going to turn this over to Janet Cimarelli, who has a great topic today that affects a great deal of people that listen to the show on a regular basis. So stay with us, and Janet will be right here.
So good morning, everyone, and welcome to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And this morning, what we're going to be talking about has to do with diabetes. And I'm sure that so many of our listeners, if they are not personally affected by the situation with elevated blood sugar, insulin resistance, hypoglycemia as well as hyperglycemia, I'm sure that many of them have family members or acquaintances that have been dealing with the situation of elevated blood sugar. And possibly the situation has progressed to a point where they're using injectable insulin. Possibly they're managing their situation with any number of the prescription pharmaceuticals for balancing blood sugar, such as metformin. Well, what I'm going to be talking about today is the array of different nutrients that are available to be supportive of a balanced blood sugar. Now, we understand that it's crucially important to address diet and lifestyle, and I will get to that. But first, what I want to talk a little bit about has to do with what exactly is diabetes. It's elevated levels of glucose in the blood, and unfortunately, that glucose continues to increase. The concentration of glucose in the blood tends to increase because your cells no longer respond correctly to insulin. And the insulin, unfortunately, is ineffective at driving the sugar out of the blood and into the cell, where the cell would normally be using the sugar as fuel. And unfortunately, over an extreme level of time, your body, your pancreas, your liver, they're producing excessive levels of insulin. So literally your cells are surrounded not only with glucose but with insulin, and unfortunately the insulin is not able to be effective. The cell becomes inefficient at using glucose as fuel, and the cell essentially blocks the insulin receptor sites, so those receptor sites are no longer able to receive the sugar into the cell so that the cell can be active and efficient in the particular function that it has. It's amazing because almost 400 million people globally are dealing with elevated blood glucose levels. And here in the United States, 9% of the United States population, almost 30 million people, and unfortunately also, many of those have not yet been diagnosed. So there are people walking around with so many different issues, and it could be arthritis, it could be hormone imbalances, it could be headaches, it could be overwhelming hunger. And those people don't realize that what they're dealing with could be a diabetic or literally a pre-diabetic state. It has become such a national and literally international, a global problem. Here in the United States, it is the seventh leading cause of death. So this is could possibly be a little misleading. So you're saying that it's the seventh leading cause of death? Well, how many people in the country are dealing with death caused by heart disease? Death caused by an overwhelming circulatory issue? Because keep in mind, that insulin and high glucose chemistry in your blood makes your very tiny blood vessels so vulnerable. They're vulnerable. You think about where in your being there are tiny, tiny blood vessels in your eyes. And so the statistics say that there are about 8,000 diagnoses annually of diabetic retinopathy. So diabetic retinopathy, it is due to the fact that those tiny blood vessels in your eyes just are not able to function anymore. They may be terribly inflamed. They may have begun to literally disintegrate because of the high insulin, high glucose level in the blood. Then the tiny blood vessels. You think about the tiny blood vessels in your kidneys. So your kidneys are not able to function the way that they are meant to function. So, unfortunately, once again, that death situation, the statistics say that diabetes kills about 1.5 million every year, and that number is expected to double by 2030. Why is it going to be doubling? Well, the diagnoses of diabetes, especially type 2 diabetes, that typically was reserved as a diagnosis for those over the age of 60, it is now being found in younger and younger and younger children. So as that population ages and the risk increases just because of aging, you're going to see more and more deaths directly attributable to the diabetes diagnosis, as well as the number of deaths, as I mentioned, that may be associated with having undiagnosed diabetes or diabetes that has been diagnosed and has not been properly managed. And I'll give some examples of how properly to manage a diagnosis of diabetes, not only with your medication, but with natural substances as well. There are so many different types of signals from your body that you might be at risk for developing diabetes. And unfortunately, because those signs are very much associated with aging, very often people are ignoring those symptoms, those signals, just because they think, oh, well, I'm getting older. And they might even hear it from their doctors. Well, what do you expect at your age? You have to expect some circulatory problems, that your circulatory system is not as efficient as it was when you were 25. Your aches and pains, inflammation, you're overdoing it for someone of your age, a variety of different excuses from a physician about why you might be experiencing the signs and symptoms and unfortunately attributing them to general signs of aging. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate, just a half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. And I'll be right back after these messages.
The knowledgeable team at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is partnering with Janet Cimarelli to give you the information and knowledge you need to better manage your health. Janet is a leading licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet's counseling services are now available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. At the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Janet can work with you to change your diet and change your life. Janet has over 25 years of clinical experience helping people to overcome and manage illness. Let her help you get on the path of better health. Call today for convenient times to meet with Janet Cimarelli. Call 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And make sure to listen to Janet and Mr. Al Foreman Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on WNN. Great service, great prices, save a lot.
Join our mailing list and get advanced notice of all the great events that are going to be taking place at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Health support groups, nutrition education groups, special tasting events, special demonstration events. You will know about them all when you sign up for our emails. You won't miss a single event
when you sign up today. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. SavealotNutritionCenters.com. SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It's Thursday, the 10th of August. The weather is starting to clear up. The rain is subsiding, and hopefully in the next hour or so, we'll see some bright new sunshine coming our way. The first three people are coming to see Janet today are going to receive the book by Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, The First Milk Diet. And again, that's the first three people. She's here from 11 to 2 today, tomorrow, Friday from 4 to 7, and Saturday, 1 to 5. The topic today, I guess, affects countless millions of people. And I know that the people that are facing the situation of blood sugar imbalance or diabetes really should be paying attention to this great information that Janet is sharing with you. So without any further delay, I'm going to give it back to Janet so she can talk about the benefits of using maybe some of the supplements that we have here at Save-A-Lot. And I did want to make mention that, tomorrow on the Friday show at 10 o'clock, we have a very special announcement about future scheduling, which we will discuss with you on tomorrow's show. So here is Janet Cimarelli talking about the subject for today.
And welcome back. And I'm talking today about diabetes and how it might be mistaken for signs of aging. And your cells are behaving as though they were aging. You might have increased thirst, almost continuous hunger, dry mouth, frequent urination, fatigue, irritability, blurred vision, slow healing, dry, itchy skin. If you're someone who has recurring yeast infections or recurring urinary tract infections, you might take the time to discuss with your doctor the possibility that maybe you are in a pre-diabetic or even a diabetic issue. Sometimes if the diabetes has progressed dramatically, you might see weight loss when it's inexplicable. Nothing has changed in your diet or lifestyle. Maybe you've noticed that your breath has the tinge of a fruit-like aroma. So recurring infections, numbness, tingling in your feet, maybe different heart issues where you get out of breath and you normally would be able to walk or do certain exercise and not get out of breath, and that starts to occur, that breathlessness, leading to possible the heart being insufficient to deal with the demands made on it. The risk factors are highest among the Hispanic population, certainly among African Americans, Native American Indians, and Alaskan Natives have twice the average risk. And so what are some of the situations that you can see that may be factors in the development of diabetes? If you are dealing with high triglycerides, maybe insulin resistance, if you're an older individual, say over the age of 50, if you have excess weight, particularly around the waist, if you have family history, there's a 50% increased risk if both parents had diabetes. Maybe you're dealing with low physical activity. At low activity just doesn't enhance the insulin sensitivity on your cells. So the insulin receptor sites are not as efficient when there is very little physical activity. Maybe your diet isn't so good. Maybe you haven't been taking in all those vegetables and taking in enough high-quality water. Then, for all of those ladies out there who during a pregnancy may have developed gestational diabetes, the risk is increased that after giving birth, your blood sugar levels go back to normal, but then as you age, your risk is higher just because of having had gestational diabetes. So one in three adults in the United States has prediabetes, and most people have no clue that, yes, indeed, they are at risk. One in four over the age of 65 has diabetes. If you're dealing with high blood pressure, here's something that over the years I've had a lot of experience with, talking with people who've come to me that their blood sugar, in spite of medications, is not working well. Then the people who are dealing with high blood pressure, and again, they're taking medications, but their blood pressure is still high. And I say to them, you know, your doctor most likely has spoken to you about salt, to be so careful about how much sodium there is in your diet. But with your high blood pressure, they may not have said to you, be very careful with your sugar intake, be very careful with your highly processed carbohydrate intake. They don't say for sure, no artificial sweeteners. There's no warning about eliminating artificial sweeteners from your diet. And unfortunately, very frequently, when you're dealing with elevated blood pressure, the physician you may be discussing that blood pressure issue with may not connect it with your ethnicity that puts you at greater risk for prediabetes, insulin resistance, and ultimately a diagnosis of diabetes. I had a client, and the client came to me. He was on three medications to lower his blood sugar, and his blood sugar level was still over 300. In talking to him, we looked at his diet, we looked at his supplement routine, and just didn't find anything that was going to be of great impact in keeping his blood sugar so high in the face of so many different natural approaches to balance blood sugar as well as his diabetic medications, three of them. And then I had, just by accident, at the end of the consultant, the discussion, what happened was he did mention that he drank a lot of iced tea over the course of the day. And I said the iced tea was fine, not a problem, that there were components in tea that he would make himself that were actually beneficial and helpful for cellular protection. And then he told me that each time he had a glass of iced tea, he used one of those yellow sweetener packets. We all know what I'm talking about. Splenda, also known as sucralose. But the Splenda, over the course of the day, probably using between 8 and 10 packets of Splenda a day. I said, you'd take that Splenda out of your daily routine and your blood sugar will come right down. And he said, well, it doesn't have any sugar in it. And I said, well, yeah, it has mostly chlorine and a little bit of sugar, and you are extremely sensitive, as someone diagnosed with diabetes, you're extremely sensitive to the glucose. And so 1 week later, he came back to me, and remember, his blood sugar was over 300. He was on three medications. He eliminated the Splenda in his iced tea, 8 to 10 packets a day, and in 1 week, his blood sugar was down to under 150, and he was discussing with his physician about reducing some of the glucose medications that he was taking. So even the artificial sweeteners that have no sugar in them, that have supposedly no calories and no impact on your blood sugar, unfortunately, they may very well have a dramatic impact on your blood sugar. Okay, so what are we going to talk about with regard to overcoming the problem? Let's prevent the problem if you are at a greater risk because of your family history or your ethnicity. All right, I'm looking at Source Naturals, vanadium with chromium, and it helps to maintain healthy blood sugar levels. It's a very basic formula. One tablet has 200 micrograms of polynicotinate chromium and a specific form of the trace mineral vanadium. And for some reason, that combination of ingredients with one or two tablets a day does dramatic moderation of your blood sugar levels. So vanadium with chromium. And a lot of people say, well, I've heard of chromium, but I haven't necessarily heard of vanadium. It's really important for you to understand the role that so many of the trace minerals play in your metabolic function. So vanadium and chromium, very helpful for balancing how your pancreas and liver are going to function and balancing your blood sugar situation. However, other trace minerals such as selenium and iodine also play a role. When your thyroid isn't working just perfectly, again, the risk of potential blood sugar anomalies is higher. Source Natural also has a number of different formulas to choose from. This one is almost like a multivitamin. It's Source Naturals Glucoscience, and it is to be used as part of a glucose-lowering diet, a glucose-lowering lifestyle. Very important to understand that it is not the magic bullet. You're not going to achieve the effects with your blood sugar if you do not address changes to your dietary choices, changes to your exercise routine. So Source Naturals Glucoscience, they suggest that you take one or two tablets daily, possibly with meals, one or two tablets with meals. So it's two or three times a day, one or two tablets of Source Naturals Glucoscience. Comprehensive formula, including things like alpha-lipoic acid, bitter melon, fenugreek, gymnema, ginseng, prickly pear, and the list goes on and on and on and on. And before I go on and on and on and on, I need to take a break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm right here at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. Stay tuned, more to come.
Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save a Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Have you decided to follow a gluten-free lifestyle? So many have found living gluten-free is helpful in reducing gastrointestinal problems, allergic reactions, headaches, joint and muscle pain, and also for shedding those extra pounds. for a selection of gluten-free products at awesome prices. Come shop today for your gluten-free pasta, cereals, breads, cookies, baking mixes, and more. Find them all at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It's Thursday, the 10th of August, and the weather is definitely clearing up. The rain has subsided, and I think it's only a question of another hour or so before the sun comes out. We look forward to you visiting with us today here. We're at 3105 North State Road 7 in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. We are on the south end. They are on the north end. And, again, we're just a half a mile south of Sample Road on State Road 7, also known as 441. As I mentioned earlier, the first three people to come in and see Janet today will receive the $16 book by Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith called First Milk Diet, which deals with the issue of colostrum and the many benefits that colostrum can give you. And I did want to make mention again the fact that tomorrow we'll be announcing a special announcement about the future radio shows here on WWNN Radio 1470. And Janet Cimarelli is available today from 11 to 2 to see people, discuss with you any of the issues you may have, including the one she's discussing today about diabetes and blood sugar imbalances. So without any further delay, I am going to give it back to Janet Cimarelli.
Thank you very much, Alan. Today we're talking about blood sugar and all of the natural things that you can do to enhance stability in your blood sugar chemistry, as well as keeping that level of glucose in an optimal range. I talked about the Source Natural Vanadium with Chromium, an excellent, excellent formula. There's Source Natural Glucose Science. They also have a controlled release alpha-lipoic acid. That alpha-lipoic acid is one of the most efficient ways that you can address blood sugar balance. And keeping in mind that while you're addressing that blood sugar balance, you are also supporting the health of your cells and minimizing the potential that free radicals can damage how those cells are functioning. So many beneficial aspects, anti-aging and certainly blood sugar balancing effects from alpha-lipoic acid. Some of my favorites. Okay, I have Janet's Best. And Janet's Best Sugar, very, very reasonably priced, and I can tell you that it is comprehensive with regard to the trace minerals that I was telling you are so important, and then the very specific substances that are going to reduce blood sugar or help to keep blood sugar, help your body maintain a correct blood sugar because you're giving it the substances that it needs. Banaba, bitter melon, cinnamon, Gymnema sylvestri, juniper, white mulberry, vanadium, some alpha-lipoic acid, and taurine. So those are the ingredients and the suggested use for the Janet's Best Sugar formula is just one, possibly three times a day. So if you are in a pre-diabetic situation where your blood sugar is not in the range to be diagnosed as diabetic, but you have a number of the different risk factors, you're over the age of 60, you have family members who have been diagnosed with diabetes, and possibly you are in one of those ethnic groups that I mentioned that are at greater risk for developing diabetes. And so that ethnic background, Hispanic, African American, Native American Indians, and Alaskan Natives, crucially important for those ethnic categories to pay attention to what their blood sugar chemistry might be. Another one of my favorites that I have used for years and years and years for people in a situation with regard to increased risk or in a pre-diabetic situation. Now, pre-diabetic, when you have your A1C, your glycohemoglobin test done, the range from 5.5 to 6, that range is going to tell you that you may be needing to pay attention to your blood sugar chemistry. And here's an excellent, excellent support if you're in that category. Country Life Glycemic Factors, it supports glucose metabolism. So what you want to do is one tablet twice a day, excellent, excellent support to balance blood sugar chemistry. And it contains all, not all of, but a very nice combination of the trace minerals and things like gymnema silvestri, fenugreek, and vanadium. So I have used this glycemic factors probably for over 20 years with many of my clients who have been dealing with blood sugar anomalies over the years. Chiolic. We know that garlic extract, particularly the aged garlic extract that is part of the chiolic formulas, that garlic is very supportive of maintaining healthy blood pressure levels. And then when you combine that aged garlic with other ingredients like niacin, chromium, bitter melon, those ingredients are going to be not only beneficial for your blood sugar chemistry, but very beneficial for balancing your blood sugar. It's very interesting because I talked about the circulatory aspects, those tiny blood vessels that need to be functioning in your eyes, in your kidneys, in your heart, in your brain. With the niacin in this formula, those tiny blood vessels are able to expand and support the circulatory aspect that is so crucially important when you're dealing with an elevated blood sugar situation, and possibly that has affected circulatory issues. There are so many choices here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and I'm going to say the prices, I've said it before, but I will say it again, the prices are jaw-dropping. I am looking at the manufacturer's suggested retail price on one of these products. It's interesting. Nature's Way Completion, they have a diabetic multivitamin. So it is a two-a-day formula, and it's directed particularly toward those people who are dealing with a diagnosis of diabetes. And it contains, in addition to all of the typical nutrients found in a multivitamin, but it also has alpha-lipoic acid, cinnamon, and fenugreek. And a 45-day supply typically is a manufactured retail price of $29.99. You're going to find it at $17.99 here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. That's astonishing. Fabulous, fabulous formula and an excellent, superior price here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Okay, so what do you need to do to move toward prevention? You need to support your thyroid. You say, well, what does your thyroid have to do with blood sugar stability? If your thyroid and adrenal glands succumb to continuous stress, if the diet is very poor, not providing the substances that you need to support your thyroid and adrenal glands, ultimately That has a negative impact on your pancreas. And your ability of the pancreas and liver to function normally, to keep triglyceride levels in check, to keep your blood sugar chemistry in check, that needs trace mineral support. So you need iodine for your thyroid. You need a variety of herbal substances that are going to be so supportive of your adrenal glands. You might even think about using some DHEA as a specific approach to minimizing the overproduction of cortisol in response to stress. Stress having an inflammatory impact and having an impact on the way that your body is able to manage glucose levels. You need to test your A1C. I mentioned glycohemoglobin numbers before. You need to know what those numbers are. For anyone who has been looking at their annual blood test and you're a little confused about how to interpret the numbers, bring that test result paper into me, and I'll go through it item by item to give you an insight into areas of concern. Are your liver enzymes in the normal range? Are your triglycerides optimized? Those are important aspects to begin to observe over time. One blood test doesn't necessarily tell you the story. You want to know where you're progressing to. Are things progressing into a supported and correct metabolic picture? Or are you deteriorating in the way in which your body is balanced and how your body is able to handle the parts of your diet that you are using that are either very balancing and supportive of good health or creating imbalance, instability in your blood sugar situation? Are you creating a situation where so many of your different foods are overstimulating your pancreas to overproduce insulin? Insulin, I think that a lot of people have an incorrect view of insulin. Insulin can be a very damaging hormone. It is the hormone that might be damaging, along with the elevated glucose, those tiny blood vessels. It is cellular damage, unless it is utilized correctly, being easily taken into the insulin receptor sites on your cell to actually fuel your cell. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here from 11 to 2 at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. If you'd like to bring in your blood work and review it with me with regard to your glucose situation, your insulin situation, come on in. I'll be here 11 to 2. Stay tuned. More to come.
You can find Janet's best formulas at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, half mile south of Sample Road, in the PennDOT Shopping Center. Learn about building a healthy body with Jana Juice. 2 capsules per day start you on your way with easy-to-assimilate antioxidants from kojai, noni, pomegranate, raspberry, lychee, and more. Start today to enhance your health with Jana Juice. Visit Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers to learn more. 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, in the PennDOT Shopping Center.
Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices. Come save a lot of your money at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And Janet has been giving you some great information about how you can protect yourself and help yourself if you have a situation with high blood sugar, diabetes, or a whole host of different symptoms that you may be dealing with related to those particular illnesses. The first three people that come in to see Janet today are going to receive the book by Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith called The First Milk Diet. It's a $16 retail book, and you'll get it absolutely free just stopping in to see Janet today. And I did want to make mention that Chris Allison will be back doing the blood cell analysis, and that's on August 30th. We do have three spots left open. That's at 12:45, 2 o'clock, and 2:30. So if you're interested in getting your blood analysis done by Chris Allison, please give us a call at 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And book your appointment either at 12:45 on August 30th, 2 o'clock, or 2:30. And again, that's on August 30th. And with that said, I'm going to turn this back to Janet so we can wrap up the show today. And don't forget, tune in tomorrow because we have an exciting announcement concerning about the future radio shows here for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center on WWNN Radio, 1470 AM and 95.3 FM.
Thank you, Al. And we're talking about diabetes and what people can do to minimize the negative situation that may arise from diabetes that is not properly treated. And what we're talking about is the prevention aspect. So really important to understand that you can do a great deal to minimize the development. Let's say your A1C has let you know that, yes, indeed, you are a pre-diabetic. You don't have to assume that the road definitely leads into a diabetic diagnosis. You can do so much to change the situation. So let's talk about cravings. All right, you may have dramatic cravings. It's almost, I tell people, it's almost like an addict, that the cells of your body are so crying out for sugar, and the sugar isn't able to be delivered to those cells because the insulin is not working. Well, Life Extension has come up with something that's going to be beneficial for your brain as well as those cravings. I'm talking about Life Extension CocoMind, and it says that it is for focus and attention. So the ingredients include very specific cocoa bean extract as well as a mint flavor. And it has zero sugars. So you're getting a little bit of fiber from guar gum, and you're getting a little bit of protein, but you're also getting a sweetness that is satisfying if you're dealing with those cravings for something sweet. You're going to get a benefit to your brain with the cocoa extract. So overall, here's a very easy way to begin to address those cravings, and one packet, very interestingly, is only 35 calories. So the way to use it is one packet in a hot liquid. So that hot liquid could be some green tea if you want it, or it could just be water. So each serving has about 19 milligrams of caffeine, the typical amount that you would find in just a little bit of green tea. So hot water, green tea, those are the suggestions that I have for mixing the Life Extension Cocoa Mind, and you're going to satisfy your craving for something sweet. Then, very interesting formula, and this is diabetic balance, and it is for type 2 diabetes diagnoses. So here's the natural way to address your diabetes, to control and manage that blood sugar issue. And it is a proprietary formula, and it is a unique formula, very different than some of the other diabetes formulas that are here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And so the suggestion for using it is one or two pills three times a day, and it's the natural way to support your blood sugar. It has Remiana, wolfberry, asparagus, schisandra. It has red ginseng, Chinese yam, among other ingredients. And so, as I said, it is a unique formula, a combination of ingredients dramatically different from any of the other blood sugar balancing approaches that we have here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Keep in mind that it's crucially important for you to increase your fiber intake. Where should that fiber come from? Your vegetables. It's so important that you increase your exercise. My best suggestion is interval training. So walk for 10 to 15 minutes every day, three times a day. So a little bit in the morning, a little bit in the middle of the day, and a little bit at the end of the day. And here's that interval training suggestion. You walk 10 paces at a normal rate, then 5 paces as fast as possible. And you go back and forth between those two rates of walking, possibly jogging, and that's the interval training, and you do that 10 to 15 minutes three times every day. Oh, you don't have 10 minutes? 10 minutes to support your good health? Just that little bit of time devoted to supporting your blood sugar chemistry translates to a reduced risk of Alzheimer's disease. Yes, indeed. Alzheimer's disease is kind of nicknamed brain on fire, diabetes of the brain. So if you want your brain to work properly, you need to balance your blood sugar chemistry. One of the best ways to do that, the exercise, interval training, 10 to 15 minutes three times a day. Then if you are someone who has overindulged in some of the carbohydrates, processed carbohydrates, high starch carbohydrates, you need to make some changes, possibly no pasta. Really reduce the rice. If you're doing rice and beans, I say lots of beans and vegetables, things like parsley, scallions, onions, celery, different ingredients added to the rice, and a lot of beans. Minimize the rice. Minimize the pasta. Stay away from the white potato. If you're going to have the white potato, make sure that you scoop it out and eat just the skin and maybe a quarter to an eighth of an inch of the potato that's just inside the skin. That's fiber, minerals, trace minerals. All of those are good for you. But that white starchy potato in the middle, that isn't for you. Make your carbohydrate intake from vegetables, from beans, from nuts and seeds. I talk to people all the time and they say, well, I eat a lot of fruit and I know that that's really good for me. Well, fruit and vegetables are not equal. You want vegetables, 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 and a little bit of fruit. So if you are pre-diabetic or diabetic, until you get your blood sugar level under control, no fruit. And I can just hear all of you out there saying, what is she saying? No fruit. Fruit is good for me. Yes, it is, but it is also high in sugar, and your health is much better supported if you choose vegetables over fruit. You want to make sure that there's plenty of water. Water, water, water is one of the issues with elevated glucose. Your blood can be thick and sticky, very acidic. Acidic leading to inflammation, the thick and sticky leading to difficulties with circulation. The water is going to bring down that thickness. You're hydrating your blood, and in that hydration, you're enhancing how your circulatory system is going to work. Any questions about all of the different products that I've talked about? Jaro Formula says Glucose Optimizer and Bitter Melon. Solgar has a 500 microgram chromium picolinate. Ridgecrest Herbals has a beautiful formula, blood sugar balance. So many different choices, and we can find the right one for you. So come on in and see me today from 11 to 2 here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And to all of my listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Remember to tune in tomorrow for a very special announcement about schedule changes. And until tomorrow, have a great day. Be back tomorrow at 10. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.